Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. We're all about the travel trade business. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And this is show number 284 for March 20th, 2011. The music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And the great guitar instrumental that you're listening to is entitled Time 2. And the artist is Ewan Dobson. Once again, thank you for being a part and a listener of the Homebase Travel Agent Show. I really appreciate it. We have a great show coming up for you today. And I just want to let you know that, you know, we're here to help you learn more about the travel business and to bring you great information about suppliers, business ideas and tips and whatever it is about the travel business. We're here to talk about it. And we do talk about destinations from time to time and technology. We get off on technology every once in a while. Lorraine and I are both the geeks here at the Homebase Travel Agent Show. So we enjoy talking about technology too. And if you want to check out the show in a little bit more detail, you can go over to the website at hometravelagent.net and you'll find links to the previous shows going back to, I believe it's show number 169. And you know, I just put a search box on the website, and so you can now, it's a Google search box powered by Google, so you can now enter in a search term on the front page of the website and come up with the results. So if you're looking for a particular topic or an item at the Homebase Travel Agent Show website, you can find that now by using a Google search type of engine that's right on the front page of the site. So once again, thanks for being a listener, and I hope you're subscribing through iTunes or some other service. I really appreciate that. And if you want to contact me, drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Now with that, what I want to do is get into the business ideas and tips segment of the show, and I want to talk a little bit about something that I noticed one day when I went into the dry cleaners that I do business with. I take my shirts in there, drop them off, and have the shirts laundered. I noticed behind the counter there was a sign there that was advertising a shoe repair service, and actually you could even drop off a pair of shoes right at the dry cleaners, and the shoe repair service would pick the shoes up, repair them, and bring them back. And, you know, pretty one-stop seamless operation for you. And the business is tied in well together because, you know, they're laundering my shirts. And what am I thinking about? Clothes. So thinking about shoes and other things that go along with it. So it was a good marriage for those two businesses. And what a great way for small businesses to partner with each other to enhance each other's business. You know, and I got to thinking that, you know, why don't travel agents do this? And you probably do. This may not be new to you, but you know, this may give you some ideas. If you're not doing it, hopefully it will give you some ideas. But why don't you take a look around you and see what kind of businesses there are out there that you can partner with? Maybe your local dry cleaner would let you drop off some brochures about your travel business. You know, I know I go to a gym three or four times a week, and I know the owners there quite well. You know, I haven't done this yet, but I'm sure I could drop off brochures and put up a little stand in their gym. And, you know, people that are interested in health and fitness are likely also interested in traveling. So the idea segment here this week and the business segment is to take a look around, see what kind of businesses you might be able to partner up with and create some nice brochures and get them out there and generate some business. So with that short segment, I want to move on into the co-hosted segment of the show today. So here we go. Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And we are here with a guest today and excited to have the guest. It's a returning guest. And Lorraine Romero is with me also. And I think you're going to be very interested in our guest's products and what he has to offer. So with that, what I'm going to do is let Lorraine Romero introduce our guest.
Great. Thank you, Barry. And as always, glad to be on the show. You just told me the show number, and I'm shocked about how many shows you've put together. So I really think we should start working towards show number 300. What did you say the number was? 280?
Well, I believe it's 283.
Amazing, amazing record and amount of work you've put into the show. Thank you. Speaking as the co-host, as well as an avid fan of yours, and as a fellow podcaster who realizes how much work you put into this. So congratulations on getting up to that amount.
Yeah, thank you.
Our guest this week, we have had on before, and he's a sweetheart. And I have to give a little bit of a disclosure. I have actually met him in person when Gail and I were in Fort Lauderdale a couple of years ago. He was kind enough to bring us to his fiance's home, and she gave us a great lunch, and it was really wonderful to be able to get to know him in person. And in those last couple of years, Andrew and Anita have gotten married, and he just recently became a papa. So I'm very excited for him, and I'm glad he's able to take a little bit of time out of his sleepless schedule to be on the Home Agent Travel Podcast. I would like to introduce Andrew Garnett. He is the CEO of Special Needs at Sea. And I'd like to welcome you back to the show, Andrew. Thanks for coming on. Would you tell us a little bit about what you have to offer to customers and how you work with travel agents?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And yes, I'm a proud father. Mm-hmm. I'm getting used to the sleepless nights, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a great joy to have Alec in our family. Special Needs Group, also known as Special Needs at Sea, provides, of course, special needs equipment for people going on trips. So anything from a wheelchair to oxygen. We are also now providing sign language interpreters to the cruise lines if they're requested. So pretty much anything special needs you can think of. And, you know, a lot of people don't think of the segment of special needs as really a money maker, but a lot of people who are our customers don't consider themselves to have a disability. So these are people that are getting a little bit older. They know that the ships are getting larger. They will be doing more walking than they're accustomed to, so they will rent a wheelchair or scooter during that trip. And a lot of travel agents don't really focus in on the fact that a person is going with many other guests. So an example, there was an MS cruise that happened that we supported out of Seattle, and there were about 500 guests in the group, 100 of which had some form of MS, some stage of MS. And so that just tells you that there were 100 people that brought 4 people each with them on average. So a group of 500.
Amazing. And amazing.
Sure. Yeah, it's a big opportunity for folks. And since the last time we've spoken, we launched our online booking process. So the regular customers are able to go into the site and book their wheelchair, scooter, and the travel agent will get credit for it. In addition, travel agent can go in on the back end, so if they're having trouble sleeping and they wake up at 4 in the morning and decide that they want to enter an order for someone, they don't have to wait for us to open up. They can actually go online and enter the order themselves directly. And again, get commission. We do pay 10% commission to all agents on all items that are rented from us.
Which is a very generous commission rate, so thank you. So list some of the things that you rent to clients, because, you know, when I stop to think about it, the people are getting older. I tend to sell a lot of Alaska. A lot of times my clients will want to bring a variety of family members with them, younger as well as older. So what kind of equipment should I keep in mind and that would be available if, say, for instance, they're going on Royal Caribbean or Holland America? What kind of options do we have?
Well, of course, there are wheelchairs, and the wheelchairs are designed to work with people of different sizes, different weights. So We would have the appropriate size for the particular guest. Of course, the mobility scooters, which again is the same type thing where we would have a scooter that would accommodate person appropriately for their size. And just to talk a little bit more about the scooters, sometimes people think of a wheelchair, and of course I recommend that more people get the mobility scooters because they have a larger sense of independence. So let's say the person who has difficulty walking wants to go and enjoy everything on their trip. If they only get a wheelchair, then they may have to wait for someone to be available to push them. Whereas if they have a mobility scooter, then they can go on their own and not wait for someone. On the flip side, they don't have to have someone wait around to provide the assistance for them. So it also gives the family members a little bit more independence because they know that they can go off and do something and not worry that this family member may be stuck. Of course, beyond scooters and wheelchairs, we have shower stools, commode chairs, hospital beds, patient lifts, oxygen cylinders, oxygen concentrators. There are so many different products that we provide. Just basically anything special needs, if someone thinks of it, then we work with it. This is a feel-good business. It is a business for profit, but we're making it possible for people to go on these trips and enjoy them. And comments that we receive afterwards really make you feel good. People saying that after I started having issues, I thought that I would never be able to travel again. And thanks to you, the planet is a bigger place for me again. They don't have to sit home and experience the world through television. And they don't have to do like I used to do before I started actually traveling. You don't have to go to Epcot to see the world. You can actually go out and see the world.
That's so nice. And you're right. You're absolutely providing a very important service to not only the client, but allowing us as travel agents to be able to provide that for our clients, because so many people do have special needs and different types of needs. Now, one area I believe you also cover is Braille. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We do offer Braille printing to the cruise lines. And if a travel agent required it, we'd be happy to do that as well. Although the majority of the ships these days have their own machines on board. So if there is someone who is visually impaired on board and they would like to have a menu printed in Braille, then the cruise line will print that for them on board. And if there is an issue with their equipment and they need some assistance, then we make it available for them as well.
I think that's really helpful.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying that's very helpful.
Sure, sure. And we also provide assistive listening type equipment. So for the average person, if someone knocks on the door, we can hear that someone's knocking at the door, so we know. But someone who has a hearing impairment may not know without the equipment that we provide. So if someone knocks at the door, there's a flashing light on the door. There's also a flashing light close to the bed, along with a little vibrating sensor or a device that vibrates that is called a bed shaker. That same device, if there is a fire, then the smoke alarm will go off, and at the door there's a flashing red light, and between the beds there's also a flashing red light, and then, of course, the vibrating device. And if someone were calling to the room, then the unit would pick up the ring of the phone, and the person could either connect the phone to a TTY and be able to communicate with the front desk or another stateroom, or some people can't hear the phone ringing, but once if they turn up the hearing aid and they turn up the volume on the handset, they can actually talk on the phone. So this unit alerts them to that. And the final thing that it also does is picks up if there's a general alarm. So we take it for granted that we can hear the general alarm, so we know that there is a problem, but someone with a hearing impairment may not be able to hear it. So this device will do the flashing red light and the vibrating alert to let them know there's something seriously wrong, you have to get out.
Now, if I remember, one of the other unique things that you provided in the past, and I'm betting you still do because there's definitely a need, is special needs animal material?
Yes, that's correct. So if someone's bringing a service animal on board, like a seeing eye dog, let's say, Cruise Line will request that we provide cypress mulch or sometimes sod, but in general, they ask us to bring mulch because sod mm-hmm. is not always available and sometimes it's problematic. But what the Cruise Line does is they build a 4x4 wooden box and then we deliver the material to the vessel and they fill up the box as a relief area because while the ship is at sea, the animal doesn't have grass to go on. So they set up this little area, and the joke that we always say, people always ask, well, where did they put this? I've never seen it. So the answer, the obvious answer is the poop deck. So, but they put it off to an area that isn't generally in the public area.
Right, right. That was just one of the features that I just saw as outstanding for you to provide, because you're right, I would, as a consumer, I would never consider it and think about it, but also looking at needs for my clients, that's definitely something that if they have a relative who has a service animal with them, that's definitely something that's going to need to be taken care of too, and it's great to see that you have that service available.
Sure, and with that service, as well as the assistive listening that I was talking about, the cruise lines do provide those. So that's not something out of pocket for the customer.
Mm.
So all the customer has to do is notify the line that they will be coming and they have a service animal, they require that service, or they have a hearing impairment, so they require an assistive or a hearing impaired kit in the room. And the cruise line will make the arrangements for them on their behalf and provide the equipment. And we would provide it to the line, and the line would provide it for the guests. Mm-hmm. And now the wheelchairs and scooters and oxygen, that type of thing, the guests would have to arrange directly with us.
Okay. Now, I know that you have a travel agent login page. Can you talk about that a little bit for agents to be able to get connected with you?
Sure. Anyone who is not currently a registered agent with us just has to go to specialneeds.com, and there is an agent link on there. If there are any questions about it, they can call us at 1-800-513-4515, and we can kind of walk you through it. But go on the agent link and register. Once you are a registered agent, you can go to the back end. And in the back end, we do have some resource information, some educational information for agents. In addition, any booking that has been made through you, you're able to see person's name, the booking number, the sailing date, so on and so forth. So you know what kind of commission to expect. And if you happen to go in there and you know you referred someone over and you don't see them listed, you just have to call us and let us know, and we can make sure that everything is taken care of. In addition to that, with our online booking, as I was mentioning earlier, you can go in, once you've logged in, automatically, if you enter an order, it's credited to you. But the computer will also generate some computer code for you to be able to put on your website. And when you put that on your website, it puts a link on there that directs your customer to us if they want to rent a wheelchair or scooter, let's say. And once they purchase or make the purchase, it is given back to you, of course. We track that the order came through you. And it's 10% commissionable. So we try to make it as easy as possible. And in the back end, we are going to be adding some more educational resources. I was mentioning about the large MS crews. Some agents are looking to find a niche market, and I feel that the special needs and, you know, the slow walker market, the person that doesn't feel that they are someone that has a disability, but, you know, just getting up there a little bit. These markets are just neglected. People are not going on trips because they feel that they cannot. So with this education, we will explain how you can approach these markets, how working with us will enhance your ability to attract these types of groups, and how we can work with you on that. So there will be more and more resources added in that sense. And I know that Sherry, our marketing person, is really working on kind of a class that we will have in there. So it's kind of like a textbook that we will have. And we do have webinars periodically. And on the back end, the webinars will be available to watch at your leisure.
How much time would you recommend to give for an agent to be able to reserve, say, if they have a client who needs a scooter or a wheelchair? How much time out in advance should they contact you and do the booking?
Well, I have to give you the politically correct answer, and that is everything is on a first-come, first-served basis, because we never know when we will have a run on items. I can tell you that it's easier for us to fulfill an order on a short term, on a short notice in North America than it is in Europe or the Far East or Australia, places that we may have to import equipment into, such as Puerto Rico or Hawaii, may be a little more problematic as well, because if we run out of items there, then the only way to get more is to send them via boat or plane, and just maybe make it a little too expensive to for the person to rent. Mm-hmm. So I know that's not a good answer for you, but unfortunately, we've had issues in the past where we said, oh, okay, about 2 weeks out, no problem. And then the person called back 2 weeks out, and we didn't have anything available, and they were very upset. Because they said, you told me that I could wait until 2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunately impossible for us to fulfill the order for them at that point.
And that absolutely makes sense. And it's a good thing that you pointed it out, because that is so important. And you want to be able to have this material available for your clients. So, yes, as much lead time as possible. That I like that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Barry, did you have any questions for Andrew? It's what a wonderful, heartfelt program he has.
Yeah, it is. It's a great program, and it's a great service to people. And I'm just curious, how does it work for the client? Where do they pick up your equipment after the travel agent orders it? Do they pick it up on the dock, or how do they get it?
Excellent question. Majority of the time, the equipment is delivered directly to the stateroom, and they use it throughout the cruise. If it's mobility equipment, they can use it both on and off the ship throughout the voyage, and then at the end of the voyage they would leave it behind in the stateroom. For Seattle in Pier 91, we have a kiosk, so people will have the option of either picking up their equipment in the terminal and using it through embarkation and debarkation, or they would have the option of having us deliver it to the stateroom. And in Fort Lauderdale for Holland America Line, we also have the kiosk system. So anytime someone is sailing on a Holland America vessel, they will again have that option. They can either pick it up at the kiosk and use it through embark and debark, or we can deliver directly to the stateroom.
Great.
Thank you. Is there anything else that we have forgotten to ask you? There's always something that's important to be able to mention. And I, of course, want you to mention your website and a phone number. And I see that you have a Facebook and Twitter page for people to follow you, too. So it sounds like you're really trying to get the word out.
Yes, we are. And there's one thing that we're we're doing a little bit differently. We had some issues in the past where people had ordered, let's say, a mobility scooter from us for their cruise, and then they would call our office and say to us, well, I'm staying in Miami for a few days before the cruise. Can you please recommend someone I can get one to deliver to my hotel? And we would tell them, well, yes, we can do it for you. And they actually told us, no, you can't. And we said, well, yes, we can. Why do you say that? And they said, because your special needs at sea. So you only do it at sea. So because of that, we've started kind of transitioning. We don't want to lose special needs because that's where our roots are from and that's where people know us. We have brand recognition with that. But we're starting a transition to special needs group because of that. And we are providing more and more on land now. So we have full service in Orlando, which is not in the sea, of course. And on various islands throughout the Caribbean now, we have equipment available. So if someone is not on a cruise and they're going to be staying, let's say, in St. Martin, at one of the resorts, hotel, and they require this equipment, we can provide it there, not a problem. So we're trying to expand that offering, and we've always had the ability at any major embarkation port to provide the equipment on land as well. So that's something a lot of people don't realize because of the name Special Needs at Sea, but we can provide on land in a lot of places.
Sounds like you're really expanding, and you're absolutely right. The special needs at sea doesn't imply a certain area, so I'm really glad to see you're making that transition over, because delivering an accessible world, what a great tagline. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
So what would be a phone number for people to get more information about what you have to offer, as well as your web address?
Okay, our toll-free number is 1-800-513-4515, and if you are international and calling in, the number would be 954-585-0575, and our web address is specialgroup.com.
Right.
And as Lorraine had mentioned earlier, we also have Twitter page as well as Facebook. So please feel free to join us. We do have a lot of good information. It's not just commercials. We put information about accessible travel in general.
Great. Well, thank you, Andrew, for being on the show again. We absolutely think that you have a special market, and that we really want to be able to help promote that, because you've got such a good service and you provide such good service to our clients that it's so important for other travel agents to be able to use you as a resource. So thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what is a good email address for you?
Yeah, my email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it is facebook.com/barry.cantz. And I just want to repeat Andrew's website address here, because Andrew's on a cell phone, and I heard a little blurp in the connection there when he was saying his website. So I want to make sure people get the address there. And that is specialneedsgroup.com. And it's special needs as with an S. It's plural. So it's specialneedsgroup.com. And Lorraine, your contact information.
Sure. My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And you can also be my friend on Facebook at Lorene R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E, and the last initial is R. Thank you again, gentlemen. It's been great to have you on the show again, Andrew, and I'm hoping you're getting some sleep real soon.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Lorraine, for going out there and getting these people and bringing them on the show. What a great job you do for us, and I know the listeners appreciate that. Well, what I'm going to do now is move on into the news segment of the show, and I have three news articles here today. And the first article is by, or is about, no surprise here, airfares are up 13% in the U.S. Now, this article comes from the Milwaukee Business Journal, and it's talking about how the D.C.-based trade group, the Air Transport Association of America, says that passenger revenue rose 13% compared to a year ago, which is the 14th consecutive month of revenue growth. And they also measure this by what it costs to fly 1 mile, the average cost to fly 1 mile. And that cost rose 10.8%. Now, that's quite a jump, 10.8%. So you can take a look at that article over in the show notes. Click on the link in the show notes, and it'll take you to this article if you want to learn more. And the next article I have comes from the Wichita Business Journal Morning Call. And this article is talking about the cockpits of airplanes moving into the world of paperless. And what's happening is that pilots are starting to use iPads for their navigational charts versus the old paper charts. Now, the report here says that the Federal Aviation Administration, for the first time this year, granted approval for two charter companies to use Apple's iPads instead of bulky paper charts and manuals that pilots have traditionally carried. Now, there are some concern from officials because of the possibility of a distraction as a result of using an iPad, but several major airlines, including Alaska Airlines, Delta Airlines, and American Airlines, are looking into testing tablets in the cockpit. So, interesting. Since I'm a geek and I have an iPad and iPhone, I can see how they would work quite well. Okay, now listen up. Here are the top 20 things every travel agent should do right now, online and offline. And this comes from a website called TNOOZ, T-N-O-O-Z. And TNOOZ is dedicated to talking about travel technology. The author of this article is Brian Tan, and he's founder and CEO of Zicasso, which is an online luxury travel referral service that connects consumers with top travel specialists. So, you know, you may want to check out Zicasso as a link in this article, if nothing else. Might be an interesting way to get some leads. Now, the article goes on to say that in recent months, there have been industry research reports that find that more consumers are now inclined to use a good travel agent, which is reversing a downward trend. That's some good news for the offline travel agent industry, and that means there are many reasons for optimism here. So, what Brian Tan has done is come up with 20 things that travel agents should do right now. And I'm going to go through a few of these, and I'm sure you'll want to check the link in the show notes to get all 20 and get the detail behind all 20 of these recommendations. But the first recommendation, which we've talked a lot about here on the show, is specialize. And he says, pick a few destinations or activities and resolve yourself to be a better expert at them than anyone else. And he goes on to say that when consumers seek help, they're seeking the help of someone that's a specialist, because there is a lot of general information available to the consuming public on the internet. So what they want when they seek you out as a travel agent is a true specialist. And number two is personalize. It says differentiate yourself from DIY, do-it-yourself, self-service online solutions, and instead give consumers highly personalized services, recommendations, etc., and do this right from the very first interaction with them, whether online, by phone, or in person. And I'm going to jump down to number eight here, and that's master your pitch. It says, have you perfected your pitch? If clients ask, tell me about yourself and your agency, or what makes you different from the other agents, and what are the top three messages in your pitch? Now memorize, and he says, memorize the pitch. And jumping down to number 12, which is the last one I'm going to talk about here on the show. Again, check the link in the show notes. Number 12 is be incredibly responsive and reachable. Use a smartphone. And even when you're not in the office, use a smartphone to be extremely responsive through voice, email, and social media. Use Google Voice to have one number that rings you at your landline, mobile, or any other number. And if you go to my website, hometravelagent.net, and do a search there, we have talked about Google Voice on this show in the past. So you may want to go back and check that out. But number 12 here on the list is be incredibly responsive and reachable. Use a smartphone. Well, that's it for the show today. Glad you stopped by. Hope we have provided you with some useful information. And until next week, travel safe, stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye now.